Hello and welcome once again to The Way I See It. My name is Vanessa Coleman, and today I'm going to read an extract from a very interesting article by Peter Koenig. Peter is an economist and geopolitical analyst. He is also a former World Bank staff and worked extensively around the world in the fields of environment and water resources. He is also an author. And this article today is entitled The Collapse of the European Union, Return to National Sovereignty and to Happy Europeans, and it's dated the 12th of May, 2016. If the EU were to collapse today, both the TTIP, Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, and the TISA, talks, that's Trade in Services Agreement, would come to a standstill. Any one of the 28 EU countries, or better, even of the 19 Eurozone countries, could bring the EU down. A Brexit, a fiasco emerging from the forthcoming rehash of the Spanish elections, or a firm decision by a government on its mostly Troika-imposed debt, could bring the house of cards of the dollar pyramid scheme to fall and erase once and for all the enslaving dollar-euro hegemony. Debt could be renegotiated in newly restored national currencies. Remember, the euro is barely 15 years old, so returning to national currencies should not be dramatic, but rather a sigh of relief. Relief from a debt trap, and relief from Washington's and Brussels' boots of oppression. Imagine what a collapse of the EU and the Eurozone would mean for the Greek people, though rumours have it that more than half the Greek are still adamant in hanging on to the destructive euro. I bet its collapse would have hundreds of thousands dancing in the streets. Syriza could forget the currency negotiated additional 3 billion euro austerity budget cuts, even less pension and higher taxes for the poor. To be sure, Greek debt relief will not come from the current EU-EC Troika constellation. To the contrary, the German Minister of Finance, Wolfgang Schäuble, has even harsher words for Greece, as if he was threatening pushing Greece out of the EU. An empty threat, as everybody should know by now. Washington, also the masters of Germany, will not allow a Grexit or a Brexit or an exit by any EU member. Washington needs the EU intact to eventually serve as a slave partner in TTIP and TISA. What happened and continues to happen to Greece may serve as an example for other weak southern EU countries to follow. Unless Greece or another country under EC Troika imposed economic and financial stress and strangulation takes the bull by the horns, taking a drastic decision, exit the EU and the Eurozone, jumpstart the local economy with a local currency, and negotiate the illegal and fraudulently imposed debt at their terms. That may bring about the end of the nefarious Eurozone and the US-created European Union. Be aware, the EU as it exists today is not the invention of Europeans. It is a construct thought out immediately after World War II by the US, so as to keep Europe under her control, and to create a buffer zone vis-à-vis communism, the Soviet Union. It works so far. This idea still prevails, as we see every day how Russia and her leader is being demonised and slandered by the Western media. Let us be frank, if it weren't for the strategic clear-headedness and foresight of President Putin, we, Europe, would be for the third time in 100 years enmeshed in a world war. And if we let this Washington-imposed trend continue, Europe will become an Anglo-American slave land. Just look at TTIP and TISA. A true federation of sovereign European countries down the road, perhaps even with a common currency and a real central bank, may be a viable long-term solution for Europe. But, and this is the most important but, such a Europe will have to be designed by true and honest Europeans. Am I dreaming? And absolutely without any influence of the United States of America. None. Any one of the 28 EU countries could return happiness to the people of Europe, could take the pain, frustration, fear and anxiety away, could reinstate national sovereignty, could bring national pride and local instead of global economy to the fore by exiting the EU, by forfeiting the euro, by taking the reign of their people into the hands of a sovereign democratic government. A simple exit by one country, you name it, could bring the ferocious debt machine to a grinding halt, opening the opportunity of joining a new, more just and more equal monetary scheme. The nascent combined Eastern Economic Space of China, Russia, BRICS, SCO, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and the EEU, Eurasian Economic Union. To be sure, time is important. Not for nothing, Obama is pushing for speedy conclusions and signing of the disgraceful TTIP. The signing of these predatory agreements, TTIP, TISA, TPP, is a key agenda item of Obama's presidency, his corporate and military legacy. NATO expansion is part of it, may depend on it. Once these treaties are signed, there is no way back. If the TTIP is ratified, despite all logic, and if subsequently the EU fell apart, each country would still be held accountable to the terms of the agreement. Hence, time for an EU collapse before signing of the TTIP and TISA is of the essence. This radical solution may be too much, even for staunch EU/Euro opponents. Many of them still seek, hope and dream of a reformed EU. They still live under the illusion that things could be worked out. Believe me, they cannot. The Machiavellian, US-invented venture called European Union, with the equally US-invented common currency, the Eurozone, has run its course. It is about to ram the proverbial iceberg. The EU-Euro vessel is too heavy to veer away from disaster. Europe is better off taking time to regroup, each nation with the objective of regaining political and economic sovereignty, and perhaps with an eye, a couple of generations down the road, envisaging a new united Europe of sovereign federal states, independent, totally delinked from the diabolical games of the Western Anglo-American Empire. A very interesting article. And the more I listen and read about this TTIP, the more worrying it becomes. So let's hope and pray that the people of Great Britain realise that they must put leave on the referendum paperwork on June the 23rd. Anyway, that's it for today, folks. Hope you're having a great day. And until we meet again, it's bye for now. And thank you.